Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phenology report for the weeks of March 23rd and March 30th, 2024. My name is Chelsea and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Sunday evening, March 24th, a winter storm with blizzard winds began. Schools canceled for the next day. On Monday, March 25th, we woke up to 7 to 11 inches of wet, heavy snow depending on the area. Monday evening, school was canceled for Tuesday. On Tuesday, March 26th, the snow was light and fluffy but had a nice layer of heavy ice underneath it. It snowed the majority of the day, accumulating another several inches of snow. After the two-day snowstorm, Duluth averaged about 13 inches of snow and two harbors received about 17 inches. As of Wednesday, April 3rd, Duluth lost the record for the least snowiest winter and now is in 10th place. The month of March wins for being the snowiest month, so at 18.7 inches. That is the same amount we received from October 2023 to February 2024. Last year at this time, we had 125.8 inches of snow. On Wednesday, April 3rd, Ms. Jackson's class noticed that the ice in our school creek had almost melted. The water was like a slushy iced beverage. Mr. Jim, our school custodian, had about 50 red poles at his bird feeder on Sunday, March 24th. They were busy feeding before the impending snowstorm. Miss Jackson had an influx of red poles in a feeding frenzy at her bird feeders on Tuesday, March 26th. Miss Ralph's neighbor also reported large flocks of red poles, but also she saw siskins, crossbills, along with the regular nuthatches and chickadees at her bird feeder on March 26th. Keep your eyes and ears open as the common moon has been seen in Navis, Minnesota this past week. John and Teak saw a very small and gray ground wolf spider on the NCS Nature Trail on Thursday, April 4th. Wolf spiders do have venom, but there is a very small chance that you are allergic to the venom. Otherwise, they are absolutely harmless. If you do get bit, it's only minor pain, swelling, and being itchy in the spot where you were bit. Monday, April 8th is the total solar eclipse. The next solar eclipse will be on August 23rd, 2044. According to NASA's website, except during the brief total phase of a total solar eclipse, when the moon completely blocks the sun's bright face, it is not safe to look directly at the sun without specialized eye protection for solar viewing. Viewing any part of the bright sun through a camera lens, binoculars, or a telescope without a special purpose solar filter secured over the front of the optics will instantly cause severe eye injury. If you don't have eclipse glasses or a handheld solar viewer, you can use an indirect viewing method, which does not involve looking directly at the sun. One way is to use a pinhole projector, which has a small opening, for example, a hole punched in an index card, and projects an image of the sun onto a nearby surface. With the sun at your back, you can safely view the projected image. Do not look at the sun through the pinhole. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.